So it was a natural thing for you to evolve into Intermedia, because all of the people that were, or a lot of the people who were engaged with Intermedia, you had already been associating with and knew personally. So,
and I had told myself that I wanted Diane's job.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It was your intention.
It was my intention to have her job. And I remember going up to Werner, I think, and telling him, you know, if he ever needed somebody else, if Diane was sick or something, you know, I'd be happy to come and do that job. And then I can't remember who called me, but somebody called me. I don't think it was Werner. Somebody called me and said, Diane's sick, can you come in? And I went in. And Werner, what did he do? Oh, he gave me, like, tapes that I was supposed to transcribe and stuff like that. Now, I was no secretary. I didn't know how to type, right? I mean, I don't know what I thought I was doing wanting to do that work, but I needed work, and I wanted to be among those people, and so that's... Anyway, so I remember that first day. He stuck a dictaphone in my ear or something like that, and he was talking to me at the same time, and I'm supposed to be typing, and I'm thinking, oh, God, I can't type, and what am I going to do? And so I remembered saying, oh, you know, no, this dictaphone is no good, you know, I don't like this. Just write me an outline of what you want to say, and I'll do it for you. Because I was a really good writer and stuff, and so I knew, you know, I figured that would be the way around it. And so he did. He wrote me outlines. Meanwhile, I stayed up that whole night. I stayed in that office and taught myself to type. Completely taught myself to type in one night because I wanted that job. But I still insisted that he didn't use the dictaphone. It was too mechanical, too something. Right. So he wrote me little outlines, and I wrote his letters. That was how I got in there. And then I don't recall what happened to... Like, I don't even recall if there was a time where Diane might come back or not. All I recall is that that's when I started. And I don't know what year it was. I know that I left in 71. I was still there and working with Barry.
Yeah. So what did you do? What was your day like? Mm-hmm. Did you have a time that you went in, or?
I did. I mean, it was such a wonderful job. I could basically do what I wanted, right? Werner was a terrible boss, and he was a wonderful man, and I was pretty good at handling him.
How was he a terrible boss?
Oh, Werner was a screamer. Do you remember that?
Oh no, I don't.
Oh man, he was a screamer. Like, he was a nice European screamer, right? And so, you know, and he also, he was not calm. He's a Leo, like you and me, and he was not a calm person, right? And he would all of a sudden get himself in a big fluster and flap and stuff, and I'd...
Red-faced.
Yeah, and he'd bellow, and I'd sort of...
What am I going to do?
Yeah.
Ellie.
Yeah. And I'd tell him, because I was mostly calm, right? So, yeah, but he was that guy. And he, you know, like, his yelling was often because he felt pressured and stuff like that. And he'd have to go speak to somebody, and 2 minutes later he'd have to go down, and the artists, I mean, they were unmanageable, you know.
That's what he'd say.
Yeah. Anyway, I was good. I was good, and I understood him really well, right? As to work with, mm-hmm. right? And I was able to deal with his stupid stuff, and I was able to pick up places where he dropped the ball. You know, I could. Because he was very emotional. He was extremely emotional. And so there were times when he'd be on an emotional tear about something, and so he wasn't taking care of what had to be taken care of, right? So I could do that, and I liked him. I liked his warmth. I liked his kind of exuberance. I just didn't like when he got all mad. But well, he was fun. But basically, I came in, I remember, around 10 or 11, which was excellent for me. It's very civilized, and I stayed usually till 6 or 7, sometimes later though, right? Because it was so loose, right? So if there was stuff I had to do that meant staying till later, then I did. But it was very civilized not to have to be there early, right? And it was, I mean, I could be who I was. I could dress how I wanted. Nobody was going to hassle me for that. I had a great phone voice, so I could do all Werner's talking to his, hoity-toity people. And I was among artists and people who I liked, a lot of whom were friends. So it was also very social, right?
What were you paid there?
I was trying to think of this the other day. I think it was $100 a month. And I believe my apartment cost something like $65. But, you know, we were all macrobiotic and brown rice, and it was fine. And in fact, I managed to save money for when I left to travel on. So, like, I was the coordinator and the secretary. So, anything that required letters, phone calls, all that kind of stuff that nobody liked to do, I did that. Plus, I did the trying to keep the bookings straight, trying to deal with people who were whose needs overlapped. So that sort of. So all those things.
So what was it like having to deal with so many different personalities, like the, you know, all these different artists, right? Because you were. I guess you were the clearinghouse in a way.
Yeah. Well, I loved it, right? I loved it. I mean, that's always, you know, I've always loved people, right? I've always, especially people who are out of the norm in some way. Why I'm a counselor now, probably. So I, like, that part I loved. A lot of the people were friends or became friends, and it was exciting. I mean, it was so exciting, And I didn't see myself as not an artist, right? I mean, I wasn't producing art, but I did not see myself as not an artist.
But you were. But you were, because of the whole sense of collaboration that was going
on. That's right.
So everybody was bringing to the situation what they felt they could bring to the situation.
Exactly.
Right? And what you were bringing was your ability to, you know, interact with people and coordinate and
right.
take care of details and, you know, all those kind of motherly things. Right.
Right? Uh-huh. And so I was the counselor. I think it was really hard for women there, with the exception of Helen Goodwin and Evelyn Roth. But certainly the women poets were yeah, it was like anywhere else, right? They were not. They had to push for equal time, equal space, equal support. That's what was happening then. Huh. I mean, yeah. You know, they're, like Audrey, for example, she was always sort of quiet anyway, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, but she could get time and support, I think maybe because of Victor, right?